Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. As we open up this week, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we're pleased to be joined on the phone today by National Weather Service Topeka meteorologist Sarah Teefy. Sarah, we sure appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Severe Weather Awareness Week goes on all this week, and that really highlights a lot of stuff here in our area. And severe weather is obviously something that happens every spring. We see it here in Kansas. But one of the key aspects of that is your storm spotter training classes. And I understand that many of those are going to be happening throughout the region.
Yes, that is correct. This is the time of the year when we visit each of our counties, and we give a presentation on severe weather and storm spotting. So for your local area, Geary County, we are scheduled to do our talk tomorrow, actually, on March 3rd, and that's at 7 o'clock in the evening. For Pottawatomie County, we're scheduled to do that on Thursday, March 5th at 7 o'clock. And then for Riley County, we have that scheduled at the end of March, so that will be actually March 31st for Riley County there in Manhattan at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we do have our complete schedule for all of our counties on our website, which is weather.gov/TOP. That's located at the top of the page. Our presentations are typically about an hour and a half long, and they cover everything from preparedness and planning and awareness, you know, ways to stay alert of what's going on and methods to receive watch and warning information. But we also talk a lot about thunderstorm types and storm cloud identification. To better help spotters understand the atmospheric processes that are behind various cloud features. You know, spotters are very important to us because they can fill this role of providing ground truth. The warning-making decision process is really a stool with three legs. We can use a lot of tools that we have at our discretion, like radar and satellite, and then we can use computer models to give us a good knowledge of near-storm environment, but then the spotters come in with that ground truth. So none of the tools that we have and the computer models that we have can tell us exactly what's happening underneath those thunderstorms. And each source of information really helps us make the best decisions possible when we issue our warnings.
All right. And now when you come out to these classes, there's going to be all kinds of information that you'll be able to receive. How do you become an official spotter, I guess?
Well, we talk about that a little bit in the class, and you don't have to. The classes are, the storm spotter shows are open to the public as well, but we do have a sign-up sheet for anyone who is interested in being a spotter. And by spotter, I don't mean a chaser. We certainly do not encourage people to go out and hunt down tornadoes. We don't want you doing that. To be a spotter, we just ask that you give us a call to let us know what's happening at your location. Ideally, if you're at home, or even if you're at work, we don't want you out and about. You just call us from where you are and let us know what you're experiencing or what you just experienced when it comes to severe weather. We also keep you in our database, and we have a location of where all of our spotters live and their phone numbers, so we can reach out to them as well if there's a storm bearing down on their location, and again, to get that ground truth. So we do ask that anyone who's interested in being a spotter do some online training in addition to this spotter class. It's about a 1 to 2 hour training online, and then there's a quiz at the end. And if you pass the quiz, then we get your information and we'll reach out to you and get everything set up from there.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. And yeah, I went to one of these classes here a couple of years ago, and it was fascinating because they really, a lot of times you'll see stuff. I remember one thing in particular is trying to decipher between what's an actual storm cloud and then what's something they refer to as SCUD. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely, and that can be confusing. This is something we do try to cover in our spotter talks. We have a lot of examples of pictures and videos that can help you decipher, what is really hazardous and what maybe isn't. One of the most difficult challenges for spotters is to look at a storm and determine what is a legitimate wall cloud lowering associated with inflow and updraft versus harmless, what we call SCUD clouds, and that just stands for stratocumulus underdeck. And those do happen a lot around strong storms, but SCUD clouds themselves can look scary, but actually are not a cause for concern. So the key really is figuring out if what you're looking at has organized and persistent rotation about a vertical axis. So just watching the clouds for a minute or two, it can become apparent if a feature that you're looking at is really anything to be concerned about. Most times it's not, and what looks like maybe rotation or a funnel cloud is gone after about a minute or two. So we encourage people to just watch it very closely and watch for that organization.
Again, we're talking with Sarah Teefy. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Topeka. And we're talking about Severe Weather Awareness Week. Storm Spotter class is going to be happening in Geary, Pottawatomie, and Riley County all this month. One thing that we kind of escaped last year here in the Manhattan area was a major flood incident here, but flooding happens all the time in this area. As far as awareness with that, what should people have in place before a flood hits?
You know, I think the first step, like you said, situational awareness, is to start just by knowing if you're in a flood-prone area, and there are some of those in and around Manhattan. It's really personal responsibility to assess what your flood risk is to you and your property. And from there, be aware of the weather conditions that can lead to flooding, especially if we have some kind of flood watch that's in effect. And then have ways to receive warning information, including what we call WEA alerts. And those are sent automatically to cell phones. The cell phones will alert for flood, for flash flood warnings. And just to keep in mind that this is very important because most flood deaths occur when people are driving through flooded roads at night, especially. And so it's best to just remember that slogan that we talk about a lot at the National Weather Service, the turn around, don't drown.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important. And, of course, a lot of safety tips, and they just kind of get ingrained in us as kids here, but it's always good to remind people, you know, what to do during a tornado or a severe thunderstorm warning.
It's a great time of the year to review that. Like you said, a lot of us are kind of aware of it, especially if we've lived here for a long time. But we're coming out of winter, and severe weather can happen quickly. So stay alert. Pay attention to local media, including KMAN Radio. TV can also play an important role by showing, you know, where the threat is, where it's going, and when it may get to your location. Both warnings for tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings, it's best to be inside and to stay away from windows. For tornado warnings especially, just remember to get as low as you can. Basement is always a good place. If you don't have a basement, you want to get to your lowest level and try to be in some kind of small interior room. The goal there is really just to put as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Get underneath something sturdy. Cover up with something heavy to protect yourself. It's the debris that tends to cause the most injuries and deaths, so you want to try to avoid getting hit with debris. And have a plan ahead of time. Practice that plan. Know how long it's going to take to get to your safe place, whether you're at home, at work, at school. You know, think about those places that you spend a lot of time and what you would do if there was some kind of warning while you're at that location. And we do like to stress that if anyone lives in a mobile home, the plan needs to be to evacuate the mobile home. Unfortunately, there's just no safe place in a mobile home from strong straight-line winds or tornadoes.
When it comes to watches and warnings, could you kind of highlight a little bit of the differences there, like what prompts the National Weather Service to issue a watch versus a warning?
Absolutely. It's important to know the difference, and it can be a little bit confusing, but a watch just means that conditions are favorable for the development of that certain kind of hazardous weather. So, example, you know, if we have a tornado watch, we're just saying, hey, we've looked at the computer models, we understand the environment, and it looks favorable for the development of supercell thunderstorms that could contain tornadoes. So when a watch is issued, generally we try to issue the watch 1 to 2 hours or a couple of hours at least in advance of anything starting to happen. So it's important to just kind of raise your situational awareness at this point, to monitor the TV, the radio, your radar app on your phone, to know what is happening, especially to our west and southwest. That's typically where our weather comes from in this area. And then if you do have a warning in place, that just means that severe weather is occurring or is imminent. It's about to occur. And at that point, you want to put your action plan into place and take cover immediately.
All right. Yeah, that's always a good reminder. And I imagine the statewide tornado drill is happening sometime this week, perhaps?
That is correct. And that's a great opportunity to practice that plan. So, yes, the statewide tornado drill is currently scheduled for tomorrow, Tuesday, March 3rd at 10 o'clock in the morning. The backup date, in case we do have any kind of weather that looks concerning, will be Thursday, March 5th at the same time, 10 a.m. And this is when emergency managers all over the state will sound the sirens. So you will hear the sirens, and we really encourage people at home, at school, at work to practice the plan at that time.
All right. Well, is there any way for us to predict just how bad a severe weather season will be based on any factors like El Nino, La Nina?
You know, sometimes we can get some little hints. It's very hard to do. But this year, we don't see any strong indication of either an El Nino or a La Nina occurring in the Pacific Ocean. So in this case, it's just best, you know, to be prepared and expect that typical Kansas weather that we get in the spring, which of course includes bouts of severe weather. It's bound to happen at some point, and the peak months for that to happen are April, May, and June, which is why we want to make sure everyone is getting prepared now.
All right. Well, it's a good week for everybody to just kind of remind everybody in your home, get that refresher on what to do in case of a severe weather event. Again, let's one more time, if we could recap when those storm spotting training classes are.
Absolutely, yes. So for Geary County, that is scheduled for tomorrow, Tuesday, March 3rd. It's at 7 o'clock in the evening. It looks like it's at the 4-H Center in Junction City. For Pottawatomie County, it is scheduled for Thursday, March 5th, 7 o'clock, and that looks like it's going to be at the Westmoreland Township Fire Station. I actually am scheduled to be at that one. Riley County, again, is at the end of the month. That's Tuesday, March 31st at 7 o'clock, and that one will be at the Wareham Opera House in Manhattan.
All right, so plenty of opportunities for people to come out and get educated. Sarah, we really appreciate this, and hopefully everything goes smoothly this spring.
Well, we certainly hope so. I know May was our big month last year, and we had some tornado outbreaks. Flooding was a big problem, just kind of area-wide last year. So, yes, hoping for no major issues. And all week long, since it is Severe Weather Awareness Week, we're going to be pushing out a lot of information on social media. So you can follow us on our Facebook account or our Twitter account. Each day we're going to focus on something different when it comes to severe weather awareness. So, you know, today is preparedness and awareness. Tomorrow will be tornado safety. Wednesday will be lightning. Thursday we'll focus on just severe thunderstorms in general. And then we'll be focused on flooding on Friday.
All right. It's the best site to stay informed. weather.gov/TOP. That's for our area. Sarah Teefee, again, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office there. We sure appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.